the drought is affecting and will affect food production and prices. What should we stock up on? Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says food prices are inching higher and will continue to increase next year. A huge food price spike is not expected due to lower supplies, but buying now could save you money in the long run. What items should you stock up on now? The list is long, from frugal living writer Aaron Hufstetler. The question may be what not to stock up on. The wheat crop took a huge hit from the drought, so stocking up on flour, cereal, bread, and other such foods should save you some money down the road. Corn and soybeans are also affected by the drought. She says stock up on cornmeal, corn starch, popcorn, soda, and any foods that contain corn syrup. Also soy milk, soy sauce, and any products containing soy. Dairy products. The effects of the high heat cause cows to produce less milk, and what milk they do produce contains less fat and protein than normal. That means it'll take more milk to make cheese. So there's the answer. She says to stock up on cheese, but also powdered milk, evaporated milk, and butter. Meat products. There's a lot of damage to corn in the Corn Belt that was meant to go to animal feed. That means there'll be a short-term drop in meat prices, but expect them to go up next year. Fresh and canned meats and chicken and beef broth are things to stock up on. Also, stock up on fresh, frozen, canned, and dried fruits and vegetables because the drought has slowed down production and caused some damage. And keep donations to your local food pantry in mind. I'm Julie Harker.